That bound line was cool, but
man, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'm trying to impregnate your mouth. I was like, oh man, this is
talking about Kim
to a whole nother.
He's talking about Kim, like
Drunken Love.
Drunken Love. He did a
remix.
He did a verse on it.
Yep. It's a good verse.
Yeah.
Sounds like,
or is it disrespectful? Not
crazy. I thought it was.
It sounds disrespectful.
I thought it was disrespectful. I thought it was a little over the top with that line, because you know exactly who he's talking about.
Yeah.
Like impregnate. Like,
what did he say exactly?
He said, "I'm trying to impregnate your mouth."
No, he said, cool, I did. He said, I did.
Yeah.
Well, I impregnated your mouth?
Yeah.
I
mean, he probably has many times, and she's probably happy for him to do it.
You can't say shit like that about your wife.
Like, I can see you put it in the, that's your child's mother.
Right.
Like, it's not like you're just talking about some random hoe.
Or that's not even like your side chick.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, if that's your side chick.
This imagery that.
That's the mother of your daughter.
We don't care to see. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody knows the backstory with her. So, and then
right, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
And you get mad when people call her a hoe, but look what you just did on track.
Right.
I mean, granted, that's your wife and she's supposed to do stuff like that for you, mm-hmm.
But
you shouldn't
say it.
Right, it's the way he said it.
Fredrick,
you're telling
before
everyone.
Before you became my girl. Like he said, this was what I did before, you know, I wiped you up or whatever he said, and then he took it further with the Bound video.
I agree, Rod. That's not cool, man. Like, but she's probably fine with it. That's the sad part.
Yeah, it's Kanye.
All
I'm saying is that Kanye's a bigger star than Kim. So
would you do it?
Would I do that?
No, I
wouldn't release a verse like that.
Shoot him. And plus, I think the respect level for him and his girl is different than the respect level. I think Kanye came into Kim knowing she. Kanye. Kanye came into the relationship kind of, even though he won't admit it, he knows he's kind of wiping up a hoe.
Yeah, because
so it's different.
He was beating it up when she was with somebody else, with Ray J.
Right.
So,
right.
All of them. Kanye been there for a minute.
Right.
He's been there for a minute.
Like, if you walk into a relationship and you're with a girl and she's a certain type of girl, even if you wife her up, I think Kanye's not breaking out of that mentality. He's still treating her like she's a hoe. And the sad part about it is she's accepting being treated like a hoe. Even though I just had your fucking daughter. And you're treating
right,
me like
now,
I'm some
at some
side
point, the daughter gonna have to hear this and hear everything associated with it, and you're not making it any better because post engagement, they're not married yet, are they?
No.
Well,
they're good.
Okay, so
well, I think they are.
Fiance, whatever.
Yeah,
post, whatever. Here you are. Yeah, here you are. Putting this out there, and it is just like it's not cool at all, man. Like, have some respect for who you with and your child that's coming along.
What's he gonna do if someone finally? When they get with his daughter, what if she ends up with a rapper? A Chief Keef ass rapper. And what if he says something like that about his daughter?
How are you going to feel about it then?
Like, you can't say shit like that about you. I mean, granted, if you want to be technical, you really shouldn't say that shit on tracks about any woman. But you really shouldn't say that about your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can't get mad at other people saying things about your girl.
Yeah.
It's just too much. I understand. I heard all the things. I haven't heard this Beyonce album. And I've heard the things about her saying that she does something with him in the bathtub or some shit. But from what I understand, she's kind of coating it so it's not just completely out there and dirty. Right. Like so it's a little bit different, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this, it's just vulgar and it's nasty.
It's like, this is who I'm talking about and this is how I'm talking about you.
Right. Yeah,
like,
you know.
God. That's just wild.
I can't believe you released that on wax. Like, I was just like, you really put this out?
Kanye thinks he can do whatever the fuck he wants. And he can. That's the stat. He can.
And people
that's what that sounds like.
I think that he feels like in his world, in the Kanye world that he's been able to build, he is God to the people that mean, I guess, most to him, which should be Kim and his daughter. He feels like he's God, so he's gonna do what the fuck he wanna do.
I would feel so bad like saying something like that about my girl. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
not in that way. I wouldn't even tell y'all some shit like, well, especially you, of course, but if it was just us hanging out,
I wouldn't say that. And that's what I was thinking about.
And if y'all did, I would have some kind of issue with y'all. Like, if
right,
you just
like,
came
why
in,
are you
like,
talking about your girl like that?
Yo, last night, I pricked her mouth all up in her eye and
like,
shit.
Bro.
Goddamn, her hair is gray like a motherfucker now. I'm like, ew.
Right.
Ew. What? I have to go.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, cause Jay didn't go that far.
No,
on his verse.
Why would he ever?
Jay's verse was dope.
Was he alluding to something?
Oh, hell yeah.
But it's not like that.
It wasn't tasteful.
It was like in a coded way.
You know what I'm saying? Just like how Jay does. I guess one of my favorite lines was like when he was like, oh, you say like you the baddest from that third, you know, third coast, Texas, Houston. So like he, yeah. Okay. You didn't even listen to it, so.
No, even if you knew.
Okay. Yeah, but you know, it just he had a lot of lines like that you have to know kind of them to even understand what he's even talking about. So.
But that's not really vulgar.
It wasn't vulgar at all.
But that's probably why Kanye did that.
And it goes back to respect level.
To one up Jay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely not.
To one up
Jay. Not wanting up
anything.
Not to
you. Not to you. Look what we're talking about. What we've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. Kanye. We just now started talking about Jay. Just now. Kanye did that because, first of all, we all know that Kanye wants to be Jay and Beyonce. Yeah. He wants to be a power couple. And he gets upset when people don't treat Kim like she's part of that elite. Right. Well, I don't want to say that's why he's with her because they might be in love. I don't know them. I don't know them. And I'm not going to make that judgment. But I'm saying you can tell by the way he acts. He gets upset when she's not put into that category. With the Beyonce's and all that.
And she'll never be there talking
about
like
that. And that's what he doesn't get.
That's not who she is.
I agree with you.
She's a TV star.
I agree.
100%. And like a whole bunch of other things.
Well she's not worried. Kim isn't what?
She's not on Beyonce's level.
Oh, no, okay. No, okay. No. I didn't hear that. So I didn't understand. I didn't know what she said. That's why I needed clarification.
But you looked upset.
Yeah. No. I didn't know where you. I didn't know.
We can talk about Kim.
She said what?
She said what?
I didn't hear. I just wanted to make sure I was in the know of what
she's
was happening.
In that level.
No, she's not
on that level. And I think Kanye wants people to consider her. Like, remember when he was on that interview? I'm pretty sure you watched it. It was the It was a Hot 97 interview, and he was saying that you guys are acting like she's not the most beautiful girl in the world or some shit like that, or one of the top 10 of all time,
or not
best looking women. I mean, that's not front. She's bad, but most beautiful of all time. Yeah. There's a difference to me between beautiful and bad. Like that,
exactly.
I just want to close your ears, Megan. bang you out real quick, and then tell my friends, look what I just did. But beautiful, beautiful. Like different. It's weird. I don't want to fuck Halle Berry. I just want to hang out with her. And go down the beach holding hands. It's different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's get where you don't care who looks.
Exactly. It's that kind of beautiful. You don't care who says you're stupid. It's like, look what I'm next to. I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say. But bad is different. It's just different. And Kanye has a bad chick. Beyonce is beautiful.
Exactly.
It's different.
But here's the thing. Kanye is promoting Kim as being a bad chick.
But he wants her to be a beautiful chick.
Right.
He's just using the wrong term.
I guess.
Robber.
I don't know if it's
kind of like he's still appealing to like men. Yeah, look how she's bad. She's this, that, and the other. Yeah. Instead of kind of taking her to this other level where Beyonce is at. So
but the difference is fundamental because Kim became a star based on a sex tape. Beyonce became a star based off of her talent. So that's so all from get go is different. It's different. And Kanye is kind of, you know, he's putting Kim almost in her place. That's not intentionally.
That's the thing. He thinks he's propping her up. That's the part. Yeah. He thinks he's propping her up, but he doesn't get that he's degrading her. He's making us look at her and be like, God, I thought you were bad before. I really think you're bad. Yeah. Not bad like I want to fuck you bad, but like now I just think you're kind of ew.
He's not
like I don't even want to fuck you
image
anymore.
Of Kim. Because we all already have this notion of who she is based on her past.
Right.
But he's with her now. He's making it worse. He's not helping change that by using or saying some of the things that he's saying. Clearly not with this song.
He could have. Kanye is, even though Yeezus didn't really show it, Kanye is one of the best lyricists to ever touch a mic. So there's no way I believe that Kanye could not have made a verse about how great Kim is in bed and made it
creatively.
Creative. Yeah. He didn't make it creative. He just made it dirty and rhyme well. That's it. Like, this is some shit that anyone could have put together.
He made it just like the video that blew Kim up. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. It was just raw, you know, nasty, honest, and it is what it is.
But he should be trying to change that.
Exactly. If you don't want people
instead of making a verse like that.
Exactly. If you want to get mad at people saying she's dirty, then you need to be trying to change the perception.
Exactly. Don't add to it.
Yeah. And you can't be trying to put her in fancy clothes and taking her to these fashion events and saying, look at my girl, she's beautiful, and she's red carpet, she's this and that. And then you're talking about, I'm coming in your mouth.
See,
but
I don't think it's necessarily talking shit because...
I think Michelle was on the cover of something, and he was like, she should have been on there or something because she's the most... I think it was bold or something.
Yeah.
He was putting Kim are more powerful, more influential than Obama, and they are. You know, from a media perspective, you know what I'm saying? They are. It was another point I was gonna make.
I'm sorry.
Like, what did you think about it? Like, as a woman, like, thinking about it.
I mean, I heard it when it came out, and I was just like, oh, Kanye's on like the new whatever remix, I guess. Like, and I listened to it and I was like, oh, this sounds cool. But I didn't really listen to it, like, you know, like see what he was saying. Like, second time hearing it, it's just kind of like, maybe not. But at the same time, it just reminds me of something that Kanye would do in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just sounds like something.
Extra over the top.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's not even like I can be mad because he just does this shit all the time.
Oh, I get it from that standpoint, but like, did you think it was disrespectful, or should he have done it, or this doesn't matter?
I do, but I don't think she sees it as disrespect, and I don't think he sees it as disrespect either.
I bet her mom does.
No, she doesn't.
Bet her mom.
But her mom was the main reason why she even had
in the car.
Her mom. But remember, a while ago, her mom came. Well, this might have been fake news, but I thought I saw this online. Her mom was saying, "Stop talking about Kim in your tracks." Her mom came out and said this. So it's like, I don't know that her mom is cool with that. She might pretend because she wants to keep getting this attention. But I bet you, as a mother, she can't be cool with somebody talking about her like that.
She released the sex tape in the first place.
Who did, her mom?
Yes!
Stop. Her mom released her sex
tape? Yo, her mom is her business manager. How did she get business?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's off of a sex tape.
It was like, because it was already out there, so she's like, you might as well just get money off of it.
That's different. Her mom didn't release it. She said, let me make money off of it.
Okay, but I
thought you were saying she actually put it out there.
It's like when it was out.
Right, okay.
No, I think after it was out there, she took it over and... made it.
All was is this sense. Is that Kim, the way she was put out there, you know, like, she doesn't have a problem, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like she had a problem.
Well, go ahead and finish. I'll try not to cut you off.
Okay, like,
see,
okay, yeah, yeah.
I was even quiet.
Yeah, no, yeah, I lost it again.
Damn, dude. Again.
I'm sorry.
All right, we'll come back. So, as a woman,
sorry, I breathed a little hard.
So, how did you feel about that verse, Kanye verse?
I mean, yeah, I thought it was pretty raw. Like, I don't think he should have.
First time you heard it?
Put their business out there like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, the flow was cool, you know, it's Kanye, but I think it was too much.
A little over the top.
Yeah, for them to put it out there like that. So.